This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Coming up on Thursday is our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, and we're all looking forward to that. There's going to be some very interesting pairs. I think we're in for a Mulsey-Starkey reunion, from what I hear, Limits. Is that true?
Oh, that is 100% confirmed, Joe. It's going to happen. It's on the schedule.
That's going to be great. Also, I think I'm kicking off the thing with Crowley.
Also true.
Which has a boom or bust element to it, does it not?
Yeah. One moment could be boom, one moment could be bust. It's the magic of radio.
Well, in honor of that, and the reason we're doing it is to, you know, help give a financial boost to volunteer fire departments in the area. Let's bring on Jeff Stackich, the fire chief from the Dormont Volunteer Fire Department, right around the corner here in Dormont. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Did you grow up in Dormont?
I grew up next door in Castle Shannon, but I've lived here for 25 years.
Have you ever been to the doorstop? Have you played baseball or softball at Pop Murray Field? Have you been to Dormont Pool?
If you don't, as a kid, get to play one ball game at night at Pop Murray Field, you didn't grow up right in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. Now I'm sad because my daughter used to play games at night there, and we had coach pitch, so I would be pitching to her, and she would be hitting. We had a great team. Those were the greatest days, weren't they? The night games.
It was all the coaches that we would schedule games with, they wanted the night game with us.
Man, I loved that. And, of course, the doorstop you've been to, yes?
The pancakes are second to none.
Increnculent, some say. Jeff, tell us about the costs to run a place like you do there. You're the fire chief at Dormont Volunteer Fire Department. And the equipment, the trucks, all of this. Tell us, you know, what this money could go toward for not just your place, but all volunteer fire departments.
So first, I just want to say thank you for, in a time where the dollars are getting stretched ever so thin and it's hard to find funding, you guys doing this for the fire service is extremely generous. So thank you for doing this. But
well, thank you.
Yeah, cost. I pulled up some numbers. 2020, we did a big order for personal protective gear, and it cost about $3,500. Just, and that doesn't include our air cylinders on our backs, but just the coat, the helmet, the boots, the gloves. And we did an order. We got a quote this year in January, $6,100. That's a 75% increase in 5 years. We ordered a fire truck. We have a fire truck on order. Fortunately, we ordered it in 2022. We're still waiting for it.
Yeah.
But that truck, it was $676,000. That's just your normal fire engine pumper. Well, today's price, that's approaching $1 million.
That is incredible.
So the inflation for what we do is far surpassing just your standard cost of living inflation that, unfortunately, you know, far too much of us are seeing.
That is just mind-blowing, actually. So, Jeff, what got you into this volunteer fire department situation? Why did you become one?
As a kid, I was a fire truck chaser. I just loved seeing what they did and was enthralled with what the rush and seeing the firefighters go out and serve the community and just, you know, drop what they're doing and go run to what everybody else is running away from. And fortunately for me, about 16, 17 years ago, I had the opportunity taking my kids to a public safety day. A good friend of mine was helping me take pictures with my kids on the fire truck, and he talked me into volunteering, and the rest is history.
Well, thank you for everything you do. I know you're having your second annual Citizens Fire Academy in October. Could you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So one of the other ways that people can give back to the community is not just with their financial support, but we need people, and we need people in the worst way. We just don't have enough coming to be willing to help us do what we do and serve the same people that they live with every day. So one of the things that we've done, and it's not a unique idea for us, is we've done a Citizens Fire Academy. Last year was our first one, and it was very successful for us, being a small community. And it's just a time where you can come in, and it's 8 sessions, it's about 6 weeks, and you get to learn everything there is about being a firefighter, and that's from climbing ladders, flowing water out of hoses, and cutting up cars. You get a little bit of some live fire experience, and it's all hands-on, and it's very fun, it's very informative, but it's a great way for everybody to get a taste of the experience. And if you end up joining, great, we'd love to have you. But if not, at least it gives the citizens some awareness of exactly what it is when that bell rings at 2 o'clock in the morning that we all have to get up and go take care of.
Mm. How long did you say you've been doing this in Dormont, Jeff?
I've been with Dormont since 2009.
And have you faced, like how many live fires have you had to fight and face?
Early in my career as a volunteer, I was fortunate enough to work from home. So I was on a lot of the fires that they were in town. I was one of the first ones there. So I've seen the worst of the worst, unfortunately. Mm. And those are the times where you need the most support and, you know, staffing and manpower. And you need to make sure that you have the right equipment and that it's up to code, up to date, and you're not just using old things just because you can't afford, you know, to provide your members with what they need.
Well, there, you know, for everybody out there, that you just heard it right there, that people protecting us need, you know, you want them to have the best equipment. You want them to be able to do everything they can to help in these situations. And that's why we're doing this. And you can donate right now through our website at 937thefan.com. We hope to see people out at our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department on Thursday. Crowley and I, the opening kickoff for us at least is at 8 a.m. And there will be some very interesting combinations all day. Plus, our 2025 Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts are available online right now. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com and get your commemorative shirt. A portion of the proceeds benefits local volunteer fire departments, like the one that Jeff is chief of, right over here in Dormont. That's only a couple miles away from the station. Jeff, we really appreciate the time, and thank you for everything you do.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again. This is a great cause, and it's much appreciated.
Take care, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Stackich from over in Dormont. Limits. What a man. I can't believe that these people do what they do. Like,
yeah,
he said, he phrased it really well there. They run to what everyone else is running away from. You know?
Yeah, you know, we, working in sports, dub a lot of people that maybe have a big base hit or make a good block or catch a game-winning touchdown as heroes. You know, these are the true heroes of life. You know, the people that are willing to make just ultimate sacrifices to help others. And that's truly what it is. You're running into burning buildings risking your own life to be able to help others. I had nothing but respect for them.
So we'll get started Thursday, but you can help now again at 937thefan.com. So my intergalactically read mailbag is out there, the lead of which today was, should the Pirates try to trade Bubba Chandler for the best hitting prospect in all of baseball? Mm.
I had a couple aliens tell me that they thought it was very fascinating, Joe. A couple aliens that were reading.
I'm glad they're reading, yes. But there were a lot of other questions in here, Limits. Why don't we go through a couple of them? You ready?
I would love to.
Joey Priano, even though the record doesn't matter very much for the rest of the season, we could argue about that, Joey. Do you think that the Pirates can finish anywhere other than last place in the NL Central with Don Kelly? Limits, I present that question to you.
Well, I want to give Joey a pat on the back. We've been doing a lot of patting on the back today. He's the one that broached the question about Bubba Chandler and Roman Anthony. So he's a very frequent Starkey
texter
and caller into the mailbag. No, I don't think they're going anywhere but last place in the division.
I mean,
Cincinnati, this year we're talking just specifically.
Of course we are, Limits, yes.
I think the Reds have more talent than them. I think they're, I like what Donnie Kelly's done so far, but I think they have a better manager. And flat out, they have, what, 7 games on them right now in the standings?
I mean, it's only 6 in the loss column, and there's 101 games left.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That is a minuscule amount of games to make up on somebody in 100 games. I think the Pirates are not going to finish in last place. How do you like that? Oh, Limitless
Wonder.
I
like it a lot, and I hope you're right.
And my reasons for that are Bubba Chandler's coming. Brian Reynolds is back to himself. I think O'Neill Cruz is going to be good. I think they're weeding through the process of who can help us and who can't. We saw Rainey get DFA'd. I expect that with Pham. I expect some help from the minor leagues. I think Nick York is a guy that can help. He's hitting .333 right now. I think they're going to shore up their bullpen. There's a couple guys in Indy who could help their bullpen right now. I don't know why Majinski isn't one of them, that they're hell-bent on having him be a starter. I think he'd help the staff one way or another right now, don't you?
I do. I would throw him out there and be the 7th or 8th inning guy right away. Now, it also broaches the question of what do you do with Bednar, and Santana's your closer.
I think Bednar's been pretty good lately. He was really good the other night when he got
pitches.
The save. And he had every pitch working.
Yeah. Joe, I hate to interrupt the mailbag, but I will for this because I think you'll enjoy it. Jeff just texted me and saying, thanks again. Please let Joe know to give me a call if he ever needs someone to golf with.
Oh,
there you go. Again, someone that wants to golf with Joe.
Let's do that, Jeff, if you're out there. Yesterday we had, oh my God, what was the man's name?
Eddie.
Eddie. What a nice man he was.
I remember his name, but you golfed with him for 3 hours.
We went to Clover Hill, and it was great course, but it was very embarrassing for me because Eddie hadn't golfed in 2 years. Oh. I golf every day. He had 3 pars on a 9-hole course. I had none.
If only the audience could see my jaw on the ground right now.
Yeah, it was very embarrassing.
2 years and he had 3 pars?
Yeah, what a nice man he was.
Wow, he was really good at golf then.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He was better than me. Everybody's better than me. It's very depressing limits. What was I talking about?
Sorry.
Oh, the Pirates.
The mailbag. Majinski.
Yeah. Yes. Why isn't he here?
They want him to be a starter.
Okay.
So when they trade Andrew Heaney and they open up another spot in the rotation.
Somebody who calls themselves Francisco Cabrera ruined my life at Yinzer 1983. NIL has ruined college sports, in my opinion. It's not even fun to watch anymore. Feels like the pros. Do you agree? Do you, Limits?
No. I mean, NIL has ruined some parts of college sports. Yes, I agree. There needs to be restraints. There needs to be rules. There needs to be regulations. I love watching college football still. I do, and college basketball. Like, that love has not been taken away from me. Now, there are some things that we all know need to be changed. But no, it is becoming like the pros.
It's always been like the pros. I agree with you, Limits. I said, no, I don't agree, Dr. Life, although I respect your feelings on the matter. I guess I've always held college sports with kind of a cynical view. They've always been paid. Going back to John Wooden's UCLA dynasty, fueled by a sugar daddy named Sam Gilbert. Guys have always gotten paid. It's just more money now. I just take it for what it is, entertainment, and I enjoy it. But thank you for asking. JD, listen to this one, Limits. If you had to beat any pro athlete at their sport for $3 million to the winner, who would it be? Mm. To which I answered, the better question is, what would it be? Like, which sport could I beat a pro athlete in? That's the first thing to determine. There is none. That's like mainstream. But I did find something, Limits, called the American Cornhole League.
Yes.
And while I have great respect for the best cornholers in the country, if you take the word, it's like a 16-team league. Have you seen this?
I have, yes. They play, there's a lot of that televised on ESPN right around the 4th of July.
They can earn up to $60,000 annually for playing cornhole, for God's sakes.
As they should. That's a very fun game to play.
Yeah, I don't know. Should they be earning that much? I don't know. I guess whatever the market bears. But yes. If you find me the worst cornholer in the American Cornhole League, I think on a given day I could beat him. The worst guy in the PGA Tour, you and I would have no chance. Any other sport, almost any other, zero chance. But a cornholer on a given day, Limits, I think I could do it. How about a bowler?
Bowler for me or bowler for you?
Either one.
Because you know I bowl.
Yeah, no, maybe for you.
Maybe. I don't think so.
If you took the worst guy on the pro tour, could you beat him?
I would have to bowl very well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
My best game is only a 180, so I'm not... You know, I haven't even cracked 200 before, and those guys are consistently in the 200s.
I won't get to the question that you're involved in because you got very sensitive.
Why
earlier.
Not?
Do you think, here's Burke O'Toole.
Is the person making fun of me?
Sort of. But well, I defended you.
Thank
sort
you.
Of.
I'll have to go to the mailbag and read it.
Do you think we'll see Matt Gorski again this season, says Burke O'Toole. Limits?
I think so, Burke O'Toole. I think that he'll be here when... Maybe not until either somebody gets hurt or around the time of the deadline when somebody ultimately gets traded.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just said, and I still think they should give Joey Bart a first baseman's glove and platoon him with Horwitz. I really do. Mighty Grippers tweets in, Joe, what's your favorite beach town? You strike me as a Myrtle man. I told him our family's been going to Cape May for 40 years. Eddie, the guy I golfed with yesterday, his family goes to Cape May. We may golf out there,
That's
Limits.
That's incredible.
I think so. Where's the beach that your family goes to, Limits? Any?
Hilton Head is the one that we used to frequent a lot.
Yeah.
It's where my aunt and my uncle like to go. They're going again this year, but Geneva on the Lake in Ohio is where me and my buddies are going in 2 weeks, Joe.
Ooh, I like that
I will
idea.
Be gone for... 2-3 days. It might be 2 days. We're leaving on Wednesday, but I don't know if we're leaving at like 3 or if we're leaving at noon or what time we're leaving. So I may or may not be here that Wednesday.
I love it. And finally, Charlie Borges Jr., our guy here. He says, Joe, I asked the NOAA constrictor this. Should it be time for umpires to start answering for their blown calls? We always hear from the players/managers that make mistakes, but never the ones wearing stripes limits? Should we hear from them more often about their mistakes?
Absolutely. The rookie umpire, whose name I have forgotten and don't want to try to guess, should absolutely have talked after the game as to why he thought that that ball with Henry Davis was a strike or not. On the record, not saying to Henry Davis, no, it was inside. It was inside half of the plate. Give us a formal explanation as to why they can be requested in the NFL. The same should be said for baseball.
I agree. Every once in a while, you'll see, you know, a pool reporter or something like that, or an odd quote from an ump. But at least by the next day, you have to address something as egregious as that. I'm sorry. Thank you, Limits, for participating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.